We have quite a Gemara here on Yevamot Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. This is Sharei Oraz, highlights of the Daf Shavua, Yevamot Daf Lamed Zayin. On Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, you have quite the Gemara here, quite the Gemara. So it says here what Rav, the famous Rav from the Gemara, when he came to this town of Dar, Dashir, he renounced and said, well, who would like to be a wife for a day for me? This way he's away from home, he wouldn't have he'd be married. And the same thing with Rav Nachman, when he came to the town of Netziv, he would also announce, who would like to be a wife for me for a day? Now it sounds offhand, it sounds pretty horrible. How in the world is this allowed? So first of all, a couple of halachic technicalities in this. How in the world is this allowed? So the Gemara puts two questions. First of all, the Gemara says, Lo yisa adam b'nianzo, v'yelef yisa yisha b'nian acheret. You're not allowed, a man can marry more than one wife, but he's not allowed to marry two women from two different places. Why? Maybe the children are going to meet each other and they don't realize they're brother and sister. V'nimsa ach nosei et achoto. And this is actually, so he says, how in the world is this allowed? So the Gemara answer is, no, the difference is, well, it'll be known that this is the name of the, that this is the child of the famous Rav. Because the Gemara says, Shani Rabbanan de Bekishmayu, that people know their names. Rabbanim will be famous, they'll be famous. Oh, this is Rav's son. This is Rav Nachman's son, so you don't have to worry that consanguinity, that siblings are going to unwittingly marry each other. Now, this is actually very relevant in our day with artificial insemination. You could have anonymous semen donors, and so a man could be the father for the same for people from different families. And then they're going to marry each other, and it could be a problem. So I've even heard stories like this, that it's that this can happen, and so therefore even, and this is a big discussion, a huge discussion. Even those rabbanim who permit artificial insemination from a married woman, they would insist that the father would be not Jewish, because if the father is going to be Jewish, then you have this problem of achata achoto. If it's a non-Jewish donor, then the father is not considered to be the halachic father anyway. We're not concerned about achnoset achoto, since even biologically they're siblings, halachically they are not considered to be siblings. So this is resolved in the United States. In Israel, where it's a Jewish country, this is more of a challenge. Let's leave that for now, just to bring this to your attention, some of the challenges here. But the Gemara says, whoa, how is this allowed? How in the world is allowed to have these marriages that are just done so quickly? The halacha is, tavuli nase nit paisat shichal eshev shiva nikiyim. Man marries a woman to, asks a woman to marry, and she agrees. We don't allow them to marry for 7 days. They have to wait, she has to do the Shiva Nikiyim. Maybe she became excited and she saw Dam Nida. So this is a very interesting question. How is this allowed? In fact, they asked us about Ruth. How is Boaz allowed to marry Ruth so quickly? Where was the, what about 7 days? So when the answers, they say that Rut took place before this Gezerah was made, which is very, very interesting. So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer it gives is that the Rabbanim would send ahead, would set ahead their information and let them know. So these marriages were not just, were not just fly by night. They were arranged in advance. That's one answer. Second answer, Gemara is they didn't actually live together. It was just Yichud, and why was this allowed? What did it accomplish? It was accomplished because Eino Demel Mishe Shel Pat Besalel Mishe Eino Pat Besalel. Can't compare someone who has a very famous principle in the Gemara, someone who has bread in his basket, and someone who does not have bread in his basket. In other words, if he's married, he'll calm down. He won't have the Yetzer Hara. even if he actually won't be living with the woman, since he knows he has a wife, he'll be settled down. Very, very interesting. Now, I remember hearing from Rabbi Moshe Snow, a very good friend of mine, who was Rav in Borough Park. He said, "Why in the world would these rabbanim do this? Seems to be not so nice." So the explanation was like this: you know, who would marry these rabbanim? These women that would be miskenim, miskenot, or someone in a difficult situation, and then they would give them chashivut. Oh, they're the wife of Rav Nachman, they're the wife of Rav. So it would give them prestige, would enhance them, these women who are in difficult situations, it would enhance their prestige, knowing, oh my goodness, they're actually a wife of these Rabbanim Ma'od Chashuvim. So, interesting, very, very interesting approach. And one thing just also to clarify, the Gemara concludes, is a very important thing to realize. Lo yisa adam ishto v'dat tol garshai. Not allowed to marry a woman, and the intention is to divorce her. That's horrible. So that's also something to bear in mind in this whole mix of this very, very most interesting story in the Gemara. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and bri'ut. Lots more to discuss about all the topics that we raised today. But just a little bit, a little bit of the tip of the iceberg on these interesting topics.